And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Yippee-Ki-Yay, Western Old Time Radio.
From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Little Beaver, there's been a shooting over at Paradise Plateau, and we've got to see that justice is done.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get!
Come on, Thunder. Ride 'em, cowboy!
The Adventures of Red Rider. In just a minute, we'll join Red Rider in another thrilling adventure of the plains. But first, Red Rider says that if you've ever missed a few meals, you know how downright delicious food can taste. Well, that's how good a creamy, rich slice of Langendorf bread tastes, even when you think you haven't much of an appetite. Yes, sir, Langendorf bread is so wonderfully fresh, so smooth and tasty, that baking experts judged it America's finest. It adds zest to every meal, and zest to living, too. Because Langendorf bread helps give you pep and energy. It contains dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food, plus essential vitamins, carbohydrates, proteins, and minerals. So for downright good eating that helps you to extra energy, for superb golden brown toast, for appetite-tempting sandwiches, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. Paradise Plateau has been anything but heavenly for Red Rider and the settlers whose land he's trying to save from Phil Wainwright, unscrupulous president of the water company. Wainwright has stopped at nothing, even going so far as to shut off the water supply. Red contrived to get onto the dam and reopen the sluice gate, but then found himself trapped and could only escape by plunging into the unleashed torrent. Wainwright thinks that he's been drowned, but Red's friends have found him clinging to the bank, weak and exhausted.
You're plumb tuckered out, Red. Sure you can manage to stick in Thunder's saddle?
Oh, I'm much better now, Williams.
But, Mr. Ryder, if you were to rest just a short while longer...
Just stay him here. Bad men find him.
Little Beaver's right. Don't hanker much to have Wainwright find me now the way I'm feeling. Say, turned mighty cold all of a sudden, didn't it?
Cold?
Son, him bathe.
Shucks, yes, Red. The sun's really sizzling. You must be sick.
Well, you've got the chills. A fever must be coming on.
Nothing to be worrying about, though. I'll be all right as
soon
as...
We'd better not take any chances. Let's hit it out for my ranch house.
No, take Mr. Ryder to my place. We'll be able to hide him better there.
All right, but let's get going. Red's beginning to shake like a willow in a windstorm.
Slick, didn't it?
Yeah, Wainwright. But you know, as much as I hated that hombre, spoils my appetite just to think of a death like that. The onrushing water swallowed Red Rider up like it would an apple and shot him out through the sluice gates.
Yeah, but an apple bobs back up to the surface. And Red Rider didn't. Nah, we've seen the last of that Sidewinder. And I'm here to tell you I was never happier about anything in all my born years. Ace Hanlon will say I done a good job. Here, I'll pour us a toast.
You name it, Wainwright.
Yeah, with pleasure. To us, and success getting those settlers out of Paradise Plateau.
Here's how.
Yeah.
Right, good stuff you got there, Wainwright.
The best is not too good for Bill Wainwright, and now that all of Paradise Plateau is as good as ours, yeah, but there'll be plenty of time to celebrate later. Sheriff, I can't wait to start dispossessing those ranches. Let's get at it.
Oh, it'll be as easy as stealing eggs out of birds' nests now.
Hey, wait.
What's that?
Wasn't expecting any callers. Come in.
I beg your pardon.
Don't beg our pardon, ma'am. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be interrupted by as pretty a woman as you. Welcome to Paradise Plateau.
Thank you. My name is Jane Bruce, and
I'd like to make your acquaintance, Miss Bruce. I'm the sheriff here.
Wainwright's my name, Miss Bruce. Phil Wainwright. Here. Just let me dust off this chair.
Oh, but you shouldn't bother. You see, I
no
only...
No bother at all, Miss Bruce. Sit down.
Well, thank you. It's very sweet of you to put yourself out like
Might
this.
Might I be as bold as to ask, where are you from, Miss Bruce?
Oh, I'm the school teacher at Painted Valley.
Painted Valley?
Hey, Wainwright. Ain't that where he's from?
Yeah. So, you're a school teacher, eh? Well, I've been figuring some on starting a school here at Paradise Plateau.
Here, nothing like educating the young'uns, I always say.
I'm sure you got the proper qualifications for the job, Miss Bruce. And since it's in my
But
power,
I don't want a job teaching school at Paradise Plateau.
You don't?
Then why are you here?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I'm hoping to find out about Red Rider.
Huh?
Well,
what about Red Rider?
Well, he and Little Beaver, that's the little Indian boy.
I know him.
Oh, then they did come here to Paradise Plateau?
Well, I don't know.
Why do you ask, ma'am?
Well, we'd heard that Red Rider and Little Beaver came here. They're always disappearing like that, so the Duchess, she's Red Rider's aunt, didn't worry about it particularly. But when several days passed and... Well, the Duchess decided I'd better come and find out what happened.
But you're only doing this on her account.
You don't care none what happens to him now, do you?
Oh, but I do. That is a... But why are you looking at me like that? Red Rider did come to Paradise Plateau, didn't he?
Now, young lady...
Tell me the truth. What happened?
Well, now, I'm downright surprised that this pretty woman like you should ever bother her head about a maverick like Red Rider.
Tell me the truth.
Hey, got it bad, ain't you?
I hardly see it's any business of yours.
I'll tell you something that's your business. Something that'll make you plumb change your mind about this cowboy. He's been flirting with another woman.
You're not telling me the truth.
Ask anybody here at Paradise Plateau about him and this young Mrs. Eddy, whose husband happened to have an accident.
Here, Red Rider's mighty sweet on her. But it ain't no sense in a young woman like you pining her heart away for a mangy good for
nothing. Don't you dare say another word against him. Red Rider's the finest, squarest...
Low-down crook, that's what he is.
You're lying and I won't listen. I'm going to find Red Rider, and he'll be mighty interested to hear what you've just said.
I don't think Red Rider will care much, ma'am. You see, he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
He's dead in a rat, ma'am. We saw him drown.
If he did, you did it to him, didn't you? Huh? I can tell by the look on your face.
Now, see him.
You did it. You killed him.
Now, wait a minute.
Where is he? Hey. I'll scratch your eyes.
Get her away from him, Sheriff. She'll tear me to ribbons. Get this wildcat away from me.
Worse. Much worse.
Me never see him Red Rider sick like this.
Here, let me feel his forehead. He's burning up.
You, Williams?
Yes, Red. Me and Luke have been scouting around. Never saw so many sad people in my life as them settlers. But we can't tell them that you're alive for fear he'll get back to Wainwright.
Yeah. Mustn't take that chance.
I don't think we should let him talk anymore, Mr. Williams. Maybe later
Just
on.
Just one more thing. Some young woman, awful good looker, organized a bunch of folks to search for your body. Keeps crying and saying as how Red Rider should at least get a decent burial.
Who is she?
Heard tell that she's from Painted Valley.
They say Wainwright's face is a sight after she got through clawing him. It seems they had quite a...
What's her name?
Let me see now. Jeanette, Jean... No. It starts with J, something.
Not Jane Bruce.
That's it, Jane Bruce. Recollect now that's
Little
what it
Beaver.
Was.
Me here, Red Rider.
Go tell Jane. Bring her here quick.
You betcha.
But be gosh darn careful nobody finds out what it's all about. Because if they do, we'll be in more trouble.
And I was so worried, Mr. Williams, and I thought... Oh, Red, to find you still alive. You don't know how I... Oh, but somehow I couldn't quite make myself believe that you were... You will get well again, won't you?
Of course he will, ma'am.
Good to see you, Jane. Now that you know, you'd better go back to Painted Valley.
Go back? No, Red, I wouldn't think of it. I'm going to stay here and nurse you until you're well enough to go back with me.
I declare, Wainwright, you look like a spavined horse with all that court plaster on you. And a trying to smoke that cigar.
Oh, bless your heart, Sheriff. It ain't funny. If you hadn't just stood there like a wooden Indian while that sheetaker was mauling me...
Hey, Wainwright! Sheriff! Now listen.
You listen, Baldy. How many times do I have to tell you never to come busting in my office like a tornado?
Well, you'll go busting out of here like a tornado, Wainwright, if you hear what I heard.
What's up?
Red Rider, he's still alive.
You're crazy.
We ourselves seen him drown.
Yeah, that's what you guys think.
You're just saying that, Baldy. Ryder couldn't be alive. You try to tell us different.
You're choking me, will you?
You're going plumb loco, Wainwright. Let go of him.
All right. We'll talk quick, Baldy. And if what you say don't pan out to be the gospel truth, I'll...
Well, I was down watching them search for Ryder's body, and when the engine kid come up and called that gal aside, you know, the one from Painted Valley?
Wainwright won't soon forget her.
Go on. Called her aside, and then what?
Well, something he whispered just about floored her, and off she scurries with him in the direction of the Eddie place.
Yeah.
Well, I figured maybe they'd found Ryder's body, so I sneaked off after him to take a look-see.
Well,
the windows was all covered, but I got a peek inside, and Red Ryder's there. I saw him, and I heard him. He appears to be a gosh-awful sick man, but he's alive.
Well, of all the dead ratted luck.
So, he's real sick.
I know what you're thinking, Wainwright. If he's so sick, we can walk right in on him and finish the job. He'll be as helpless as a newborn babe.
Be just like him to get the drop on us, even if he's half dead. No, I got a better idea. A much better idea.
Better?
He's past the crisis. He'll win through. I know he will. Red Ryder's a fighter.
Sure he is, sure. He'll lick that fever.
Look at him. Weak as he is, he can't lie still.
Shh. He's trying to talk.
Got to open that gate. Start the water. Save cattle. Got to.
Even in his delirium, all he can think about is other people and their troubles.
Jane.
Yes, Red.
He's opening his eyes.
Howdy.
Oh, Mr. Ryder, you do feel better, don't you?
Why, yes, I think so.
Reckon he passed the crisis, all right. Now, if nothing happens to...
Oh, Red.
Now, there, Jane. Didn't think I'd let a little thing like a fever get me, did you? Shucks, I'd be ashamed to go to heaven if I gave in as easy as that.
Now, you mustn't talk. You'll need every ounce of strength.
Fire!
Was that little beaver shouting?
Oh, I couldn't tell. But you hear that funny noise?
Fire!
Look, the house is all ablaze.
It's burning like tinder.
Oh, the field's burning, too.
Run for it before it's too late.
Oh, but Red, what about you?
Forget about me. Save yourself.
Well, the door's blocked now. Our only chance is through the window.
Oh,
open it, little beaver.
Me get in front to him stop.
Wait. I'll break it open. Come on, out the window. Hey, the flames are coming in this way, too. Hurry, before we're trapped.
I've got to save Red.
Oh, no, forget about
me.
I can get Red to the window. The rest of you will be ready to help me get him through.
Save yourselves. Hurry.
Careful. None of them fallen brands set any of you afire.
Just a few more steps.
We made it. We're safe.
Look out! The whole place is crashing in.
any place, Red Rider's not only safe, but feeling better. I actually seen him taking food.
Run more lives than a family of cats, said Umbry.
You say he's at the Williams place now? They got it guarded, anybody?
Well, when I left, they was posting sentries.
I guess it's just no use, Wainwright. Better give up.
No, I won't give up. I'll find some way. I got it.
Got what?
The perfect way. Yeah, what a fool I've been.
Well, what do you mean by that?
We're in our legal rights and dispossessing those settlers. I'm through trying to handle Ryder myself when the law will do it for me.
The law will do nothing. I'm sheriff. Ain't I tried?
Aye. You'll mind the United States Marshal, I reckon. Yeah. Baldy, you're riding to Union City to fetch Marshal Wiggins. You'll not only clear the settlers off the land, but throw Red Rider into prison.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. What's the thing that both youngsters and grown-ups must have to be leaders? That's right, energy. And these days you need more energy than ever. So how can you get extra energy food to help keep you full of pep? Just eat plenty of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread with every meal. You see, delicious Langendorf bread contains a special ingredient to give you extra energy for work and play. It's made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. And in addition, it supplies carbohydrates, vitamins, proteins, and minerals used by the body for energy to build muscle and tissue. Langendorf bread is just as delicious as it is healthful. Its superb flavor and wonderful freshness cause baking experts to judge it America's finest. So, boys and girls and mothers and dads, help yourselves to extra energy this extra good way. Enjoy fresh and tasty Langendorf bread toasted, plain with butter or jelly, in appetizing sandwiches. For goodness sake and for energy's sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. Several days have passed since the fire at the Eddy Ranch. It is mid-afternoon now as we see a rider galloping up to the home of Frank Williams.
Oh, thunder. I know. You're hankering for some more exercise after all the time you've been tied up. But I can't oblige you right now.
Don't forget, you've barely gotten up from your sick bed, and if you overdo it...
Yes, Mr. Ryder, you've got to be careful.
Oh, shucks, nothing wrong with me anymore. I'm as fit as ever again.
By cracky red, I believe you. Never in my whole life heard of anyone recovering so fast.
Jane, you wanted to know where I'd been. Went over to look at the fire ruins.
I'm afraid Jim will have another setback when he learned that our place was burned down.
Now, don't you fret, Mrs. Eddy. Us settlers have been talking it over, and we're all going to pitch in and build you a new house, finer even than the one you had.
Oh, you've all been so kind, so wonderfully kind.
That's what neighbors are for, ma'am.
But, Red, you haven't told us yet. Were you able to find out how the fire got started?
Well, I say, look at Little Beaver come riding lickety-split.
I wonder what's up.
Red Rider!
Now, quit blowing like a steam engine, Little Beaver. What's all the commotion about?
Me see him, Sheriff and Posse. They come here, you betcha'em.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I've been waiting for Wainwright's next move. Let him come.
I tell you, Marshal, the way Red Rider's been going on a rampage around here, Billy the Kid was a church singer by comparison.
Well, now, Wainwright, I find that mighty hard to believe. Mighty hard, you see. I've met up with Red Rider before. Why, it was through him we got Ace Hanlon behind bars.
It was.
By the way, wasn't Ace Hanlon quite a crony of yours, Wainwright?
Well, Marshal, it's this way. Wait a minute, I'll be right with you. Gotta ask the sheriff something. Hey, Sheriff.
Well, it was your idea. Get that Marshal here, Wainwright.
Blast him. He acts like I was a renegade instead of Red Rider.
Queer, ain't it, how some folks always get certain hunches?
Shut up and listen to me.
Marshal Wiggins wants to see for you, believe. So we'll show him.
Yeah? Show him what?
Well, when we get to the Williams place, the rest of us will hang back while you ride up and do the talking.
Yeah? What'll I talk about?
You'll order Williams off the land.
You know he won't go.
Sure, I know, you blockhead. Red Rider will start interfering, and then you get Rider to pull a gun on you.
Say, you ain't hearing any buzzing sounds in your head lately, have you, Wainwright?
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I know what I'm not a-doing. And that's to rile up Red Rider so
that
he
has to do is pull a gun. I didn't say he had to shoot.
Pulling the gun and shooting it is one motion with that hombre. I ain't taking no chances.
You'll do what I say, or I'll tell the marshal enough on you so that he takes you back with him to prison.
Oh, you wouldn't dare. All that I have done has been alongside you or with your orders. You'd be hooked same as me.
I'm a careful man, Sheriff, when it comes to incriminating myself. Afraid you'd have quite a time trying to make your story stick. Well.
All right. I'll do it.
Look, Red. The others have stopped. The sheriff's riding up by himself.
Well, what can that mean?
We'll soon find out. Jane, you, Mrs. Eddie, and Little Beaver go back into the house.
Me stay him.
You do, and me spank him. Now, things might start popping around here, so get.
Me sit him.
Come on, Little Beaver.
Let me do the talking, Williams.
Oh! Oh! Over there, stand. Oh! Frank Williams, by the authority vested in me as sheriff, I order you to surrender this land to the Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company.
That all you've got to say, Sheriff?
I'm not talking to you, Red Rider. I'm talking to Williams.
Well, I'm talking for Williams. And the answer is, no savvy.
Now, see here. If you know what's good for you...
No, you don't.
Wait a minute! Marshal Wiggins, help!
Marshal Wiggins? So that's it.
Yes, Red. Here comes the Marshal.
Oh, there. Oh. I hate to do this, Red Rider, but you're under arrest.
But, Marshal, I only shot at him because he started to draw his gun.
I did not. I was only fixing to get me some makings for a cigarette.
It's my duty, Red. You better come quietly.
All right, Marshal. I'll come.
Get in there, Ryder. Just try to fly the coop this time.
No call for you to act up, Wainwright. I'm in charge. Trial will be in the morning, Reed. Better get yourself a lawyer.
There's none here, Marshal. Besides, what good would it do me with Wainwright stacking the cards against me?
It's facts that I'll stack against you, Ryder. Facts, not cards. You'd go to prison even if you had all the lawyers in America to defend you. You know why? Because the law's all on my side.
Marshal, do you mind getting that coyote out of here?
Come along, Wainwright.
Sure, I'll come. But first, here's a little reading matter for you, Ryder.
Huh? Oh. One of those tricky contracts that you use to cheat the settlers.
Careful, huh? Or I'll have you for slander along with everything else. That's an ironclad contract. And the settlers wouldn't have dared disobey it if it wasn't for you. I'm giving you that contract paper, Ryder, for a souvenir. And when the judge raps for order in court tomorrow morning, it'll be the beginning of the end for you.
Courtroom is sure packed.
Oh, Mr. Williams, do you think Red has a chance?
Don't you worry, Miss Bruce. The settlers all know if Red is finished, so are they. Maybe something will happen.
Shooting happen? You betcha.
Order! Order in the court! Order.
Judge, before you start my trial, there's something that I'd like to say to my friends here.
Red Rider, this is a court of law, not a town meeting. You'll have talking to plenty to do without making speeches now.
Just a minute, Your Honor. Jed, this is an ugly crowd. You better let Red Rider talk to him.
Whatever you say, Marshal. Maybe the court could spare you a minute or two, Mr. Rider. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge.
Order.
Now, folks, I know how you all feel, and I got a pretty good hunch what you're aiming to do. But even though it may mean the difference between me being stuck away in prison and breathing the air of the great open spaces, I'm asking you not to take the law into your own hands.
They'll kick us off our land.
No, they won't. They won't kick you off your land. And if you'll just quiet down, I'll tell you why.
Order, order.
What the devil's he got up his sleeve now?
Quiet, Wainwright.
Now, folks, Phil Wainwright was obliging enough to give me a copy of that contract that you all signed. And having nothing better to do in jail, I read it over carefully.
Every word of it.
What kind of bluff you trying to pull, Ryder? I don't care if you read it over a million times.
Order, order.
Wainwright, the only reason you say that is because maybe you never read the contract clear through yourself. Or else you've got even less memory than backbone.
Jets! What kind of court is this? Allowing a skunk like Red Ryder to...
What did you call me, Wainwright?
Order! 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 Court can't be responsible for what might happen to you, Wainwright, if you don't watch your language. Go on, Mr. Ryder.
Well, I just want to ask Wainwright one question. Did you or didn't you shut the sluice gate and cut off the water supply?
Sure I did. What up?
Hear that, everybody? He admits it in open court. He admits that he turned off the water. Now, let me read you this paragraph in the contract. The Paradise Plateau Mutual Water Company guarantees to furnish an adequate, continuous, and steady supply of water. And should the supply of water be cut off, ownership of the water system shall be transferred outright to the settlers of Paradise Plateau and operated by them in such manner as they shall see fit. Wainwright, you broke your own contract.
The printer made a mistake and copied the wrong contract form. He wasn't supposed to put that in.
But he did. And now you're held to it, Wainwright.
Order! 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 Stop yelling or I'll hold you all for contempt of court.
Oh, Red, it's order. Wonderful.
Wainwright's going to bust a blood vessel if he ain't careful.
Slip me your six-shooter, Williams. They took my guns and I may need one.
Well, order now. Well, now that we can hear ourselves think once more.
Please, Judge. I'm not finished yet. Got a word to say about the burning of the Eddy place.
This is all highly irregular, Mr. Ryder.
But highly interesting, Judge. Hey. Go on, Red.
I want you all to take a look at this cigar.
What's a cigar got to do with it?
Only one codger around here smokes this particular brand of cigar, and he has to send clear back to Virginia for it. Phil Wainwright.
What you driving at, Red?
The reason the Eddy place burns so fiercely is because somebody sprinkled coal oil around. And the somebody who sprinkled the coal oil and struck a match to it is the same hombre who dropped this cigar and making his getaway. Name of Wainwright.
I'll shoot the first man that makes a move. Stand in your tracks if you don't want these guns to blaze. If you try to follow me...
There. That'll put you out of commission for a bit, Wainwright. And now, Marshal, quick. We've got to get Wainwright's confederates, Boulder and the sheriff, before they can get away.
Marshal Wiggins, now that we've got all three hombres behind bars, I'm ready to go back to court again and stand trial.
Trial? Nothing. Why, you deserve a monument for what you've done for these settlers here. I'm proud to shake your hand, Red Ryder.
Thanks, Marshal. Well, I reckon that means my job's finished here at Paradise Plateau. So I'll be riding. All right, Thunder.
Come on, Thunder!
Adventure of Paradise Plateau ended, Red Ryder is free to return to the Painted Valley ranch of his aunt, the Duchess, for a well-deserved rest. But he's not destined to be idle long, for already fate has begun to spin another web of intrigue on the range. Already trouble is brewing in Millersville, and when we join him, Red will again be riding the trail. Listen for the next exciting episode of Red Ryder. Presented for your enjoyment each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7:30 by Langendorf, makers of the bread judged America's finest. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. America's will to win depends upon the physical and mental fitness of all of us. Good health helps build the high morale so necessary in these days of strain. So keep physically fit and do your bit. Invest in freedom and build up real savings for the future by buying defense bonds and stamps. Help national defense activities by volunteering for Red Cross, civilian defense, USO, and other important work. Langendorf bread, rich in bodybuilding carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, and dextrose for extra energy, will help you maintain the physical and mental fitness which builds courage and optimism so needed during these trying days. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.